Ezekiel chapter 41.
Next, we went into the main room of the temple. The man measured the doorway of this room. It was 10 feet wide, 17 feet long, and the distance from the doorway to the wall on either side was 8 feet. The main room itself was 68 feet by 34 feet. Then the man walked to the far end of the temple's main room and said,
"Beyond this doorway is the most holy place."
He first measured the doorway. It was 3 feet wide, 10 feet long, and the distance from the doorway to the wall on either side was 12 feet. Then he measured the most holy place, and it was 34 feet square. The man measured the wall of the temple, and it was 10 feet thick. Storage rooms, 7 feet wide, were built against the outside of the wall. There were 3 levels of rooms, with 30 rooms on each level, and they rested on ledges that were attached to the temple walls, so that nothing was built into the walls. The walls of the temple were thicker at the bottom than at the top, which meant that the storage rooms on the top level were wider than those on the bottom level. Steps led from the bottom level through the middle level and into the top level. The temple rested on a stone base 10 feet high, which also served as the foundation for the storage rooms. The outside walls of the storage rooms were 8 feet thick. There was nothing between these walls and the nearest buildings 34 feet away. One door led into the storage rooms on the north side of the temple, and another door led to those on the south side. The stone base extended 8 feet beyond the outside wall of the storage rooms. I noticed another building. It faced the west end of the temple and was 117 feet wide, 150 feet long, and had walls over 8 feet thick. The man measured the length of the temple, and it was 170 feet. He then measured from the back wall of the temple across the open space behind the temple to the back wall of the west building. It was 170 feet. The distance across the front of the temple, including the open space on either side, was also 170 feet. Finally, the man measured the length of the west building, including the side rooms on each end, and it was also 170 feet. The inside walls of the temple's porch and main room were paneled with wood all the way from the floor to the windows, while the doorways, the small windows, and the 3 side rooms were trimmed in wood. The paneling stopped just above the doorway. These walls were decorated with carvings of winged creatures and had a carving of a palm tree between the creatures. Each winged creature had 2 faces, a human face looking at the palm tree on one side and a lion's face looking at the palm tree on the other side. These designs were carved into the paneling all the way around the 2 rooms. The door frame to the temple's main room was in the shape of a rectangle. In front of the doorway to the most holy place was something that looked like a wooden altar. It was 5 feet high and 4 feet square, and its corners, its base, and its sides were made of wood. The man said,
"This is a reminder that the Lord is constantly watching over his temple."
Both the doorway to the main room of the temple and the doorway to the most holy place had 2 doors, and each door had 2 sections that could fold open. The doors to the main room were decorated with carvings of winged creatures and palm trees, just like those on the walls, and there was a wooden covering over the porch just outside these doors. The walls on each side of this porch had small windows and were also decorated with carvings of palm trees.